Morning Zamor. Morning Zamor. Morning Zamor. On 105.9 Bishop FM, your local station.
Ross Pete, and we're going to move straight on to our next interview. We've got Donna Spriggs Elliott with us, and we've also got Alec as well. Alec, I should say, sorry. Good afternoon.
Hi,
Ross. Hi, how are you both doing?
Very good, thank you.
Yeah, great.
Right, you've got some information out at the moment looking at encouraging people to do some charity fundraising.
Yeah, that's right. Today we're launching our new Raise Fund Your Way campaign. We're encouraging people across the UK to organise their own unique fundraising events. And we decided that a good way of doing that would be to release some of the quirkiest, weird and wonderful ways that some of our supporters have supported us over the years and raised money for the British Heart Foundation.
That sounds like an excellent idea, because sometimes it's very difficult to come up with an idea that's going to capture people's imagination, that it'll help them to give you some money.
Yeah, that's right. And I know there is a sense that people feel, you know, the run, the cycle, the walk is all a bit boring to sponsor. I mean, there are many of them, and they still raise huge amounts of money for us. But we've got a fantastic band of thousands and thousands of supporters out there who've raised money in all sorts of different ways. Alec being one of them, and he's got he took an amazingly different slant on raising money for us by getting his friends and family to suggest ways and things that he could give up or not give up for the month of March.
So what did Alec give up?
So, yeah, I asked my friends on Facebook and Twitter to suggest things that they wanted me to give up, and I had some lovely things, very easy things like giving up alcohol, giving up bread, giving up crisps, things you don't really want to do, but day-to-day it's all right. So, you know, as friends can be, they pushed the boat out and they tried to get a little bit more evil and made it a bit more humorous. So I wasn't allowed to wear underwear or socks for about 3 weeks. Yeah. Last thing I did was shave my hair off, and I also didn't use cutlery for about 3 weeks. So trying to eat stew, soup or curry could be really, really quite challenging.
I can imagine. Wow, so this is all for the British Heart Foundation you're raising funds for. So you still have a good turnout in raising it, but what's been some of the quirkies, because you've got a list out at the moment of some of the fundraising challenges that you have had?
Well, one of my favourites is Jean Humphreys, who at the age of 81 fulfilled a lifetime ambition to wing walk. So she took to the skies over Littlehampton and raised money for the British Heart Foundation. But equally, we've had Jenna Rogers, who at only the age of 14 set up a space hopper race in memory of her dad and managed to get the whole of her community involved. So I think it's fair to say age is certainly no barrier. And as I say, it can be weird and wacky, or it can be small and simple. Cake sales and coffee mornings work just as well. But what we're encouraging people to do is think about what's going to help them to raise money and to encourage as many people as possible to go onto our website, which is bhf.org.uk, go to our Raise Funds Your Way page and register for one of our fundraising packs. We have 7 million people in the UK that are currently suffering with cardiovascular disease, and the British Heart Foundation funds £100 million worth of research every year. That's a big bill, but that has enabled us to revolutionise treatment for CVD. But we need to encourage more people to take part so that we can do more research, and that means that more people's lives can be saved.
Exactly. That's excellent statistics from you there. The thing is, it can be the smallest amount also helps in the biggest way. It doesn't matter how much you raise, does it? It
Absolutely.
All adds up to count in the end. Oh, that's fantastic. What's been your best quirky fundraiser that you've heard of?
Well, I have to say that our Truckers in Tutus was probably my favourite. They raised an amazing £11,000 by wearing tutus. They had to wear them over quite a long period of time, and they had to wear them to work, and I believe they had to wear them at home. So they lived in tutus, and that has to be, well, that was certainly from the photographs I saw, that has to be one of my favourites.
That's the thing, I think, with social media now, it means that the word gets spread and the photos get spread, and that's how the just giving pages, I think, you can set all of those up and it all gets added to you, so it does help.
Very easy to do, very easy. And I would suspect that the large proportion of that £11,000 was donated by the truckers themselves that didn't want the photos shared too widely.
I get it, yes. So are you just funding or going for a big drive at the moment to encourage more people to raise funds? So it's to get everybody involved.
So every community in the UK is touched by heart disease. And if we could have support from every community to raise money to fight it, then we find a cure all the quicker. So the ask is for everyone. So I'd like to ask everybody in the Northeast to register for one of our packs, to look at doing some fundraising in their communities, because there are people in your communities that will directly benefit from the things that you do.
Yes, unfortunately, the North East, some of the figures aren't the greatest, are they? So it does come back to our area as well.
It definitely does, yes, it definitely does. Every community will benefit from the work that we do. And therefore, the more people that we can get raising money for us, the better it's going to be for the lives of people that are actually suffering with this awful disease.
Right, thank you. I know you're very pushed for time, Donna, so I will let you go. Thank you very much. You've given us all the information I think we need, and we'll put some more stuff on Facebook and replay this so people can get the message continued on for you. Best of luck with your
thanks,
spreading
Ross.
Of the news. Have a
really
good day, all of you.
And you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Take care now. Bye-bye. So that was Donna Spriggs Elliott, and we also had Alec with her. That was all on behalf of the British Heart Foundation. Quirky fundraising, every penny helps towards looking at research for the British Heart Foundation, because there are so many people, unfortunately, who are touched by illness. It affects nearly every family, and the Northeast obviously is a big area. They say over 50% of the families in the Northeast have been touched by heart disease in some way or another. If you'd like to help, you can just look them up on the British Heart Foundation. We will replay this on our audio boo system. We've got some information also on our Facebook page, so if you want to get involved and help with them, you can register for one of their packs to do so please get involved. But thank you very much indeed for Donna for joining us today.